Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Big pot of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, Ace. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
You're my best friend.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Welcome to The Friend Request. It's Chloe Madryn, your host of this wonderful podcast, this wonderful pink podcast, coming to you live again, not live, but coming to you again from Melbourne. So yeah, it's still janky. This is the setup. This is what we're dealing with, okay? It's fine. Okay. It looks great. I got to stop making excuses. Jesus Christ, I got to stop talking. It's early. This was an early record. I'm tired. I apologize for that. But it was a great episode regardless. Today's guest is just so wonderful, so funny, an up-and-comer in the scene, if you will. She's fantastic. You're going to absolutely love her. You might have seen her on The Amazing Race or performing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at Comedy Zone. It's a pretty big deal, okay? If you haven't seen her there yet and you're in Melbourne, go check her out, okay? Go check her out. By the time this episode comes out, I'll be gone from Melbourne. So go and support more people. There are so many wonderful acts on this year. I mean, and every year, but this year in particular, it's been pretty cool. So go see some live comedy. And even if you're not in Melbourne, go do that, you know? It's a beautiful thing. I think it's good for the soul. Anyway, without further ado, please welcome today's guest, Frankie Rosethorne.
And look, it's almost like you asked for the flower portraits to be in here because it just matches the theme.
Yeah. No, I would have asked for sleeping dogs or something. Oh, yeah. That's full sleepover.
Doggos.
Oh, God.
Doggos and cattos.
Oh, my God. I was teaching Rathy the other day about Gen Z slang.
Oh, okay.
It was really fun.
What did you fill him in on?
Pick me girls.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like a girl vying for male attention, and looked around. I was the only girl there, and I was like, look, we've all done it.
Yeah. I was thinking of calling a solo show Pick Me, Choose Me, Love Me.
Cute.
And I was like, that's kind of fun, I guess.
I love that. That's cute.
And it would be Meredith Grey type. Because I think that's where the quote comes from.
Yeah, right.
Choose me, love me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Yeah, I'd only watched like the first few seasons or whatever, and I was like, I'm bored of this.
Oh, it goes for forever.
It goes for forever.
Yeah. My sister had a operation on both of her knees.
Yeah.
So she had basically a year on a couch.
Yeah.
Like, she did some work and stuff, but like a lot of recovery, and she watched, I think, the majority of Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, wow. I binged all of The Walking Dead because I didn't during COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 10 seasons. And it gets bad after season 5.
Yeah.
So I watched like 5 seasons of something. I was like, this is terrible.
You're too far gone.
Yeah. It was because I was actually during year 12, like the final, because I was in year 12 during COVID, and I didn't do exams. Like, I didn't do ATAR. Like, I was just like, I'm just not going to do that. And then, so while everyone was doing exams, I was home, like, watching The Walking Dead. Learning how to survive in an apocalypse.
Yeah, smart.
And what do they know? Maths? Don't need it. I know where to hide. Like, I know how to survive. You got to eat some dog food. Like,
oh, yeah. Or a dog.
Or a dog, yeah. Maybe. That'd be good. Yeah. Oh, you just watched Sex and the City.
I have. Oh, yeah, my God. Yeah, it's oh, my so God. Good. The original.
Yeah.
The movies.
And have you watched the new show? One.
I have. Oh, my God. I love it.
It's so good. Right? Because I'm also kind of new to it as well. Yeah. I started watching it maybe like a year or two ago for the first time. And I don't know what made me watch it, but I started. Oh no, it was because people were posting memes about just like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, this looks really funny. So I started from the beginning. I was like, this is the best show ever.
That's awesome.
And I think it's aged really well.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I do. And people are like giving it so much shit, the original, for not being like inclusive enough. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah. I guess there's that thing. But like, thinking about Friends as well, they'd never had any black people on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and even in Sex and the City, they do have a few black people on.
Yeah, they do. You know, they make real tiny cameos there.
A few teeny tiny.
But it's so good. And it's like,
the new one, it's like, it does hold, like, it compares.
Yeah, but it's also, I think it's a different show, and it's, I watch it for its own weirdness. Like, when I started watching it, I was like, this is terrible. I can't wait for the next episode. Like, it was Che Diaz. People shit on Che Diaz so much. I love every time Che Diaz is on screen, I am so glued. And she's like, they're like, babe, Chicago is going to make themselves laugh. Like, what comedian says that?
It's so awesome.
I got to go to Che's comedy concert. Like, it's so funny that they're a stand-up comedian. It's so funny.
It's so funny. It's so awesome as well, having comics on the show.
Yes.
Just, like, being around that. I remember hearing Bobby Lee talking about it when he was working on it, but without naming what it was. Just being like, yeah, it's weird. I'm doing some show where someone's playing a stand-up and it's just so wrong.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's awesome.
It's so good. And are you like more Aiden or Mr. Big?
Oh, Aiden.
Yeah, but I understand.
For Carrie, Mr. Big, of course. Like, I don't know. I know the types. I've had the types.
Yeah.
I'm marrying the Aiden type. Okay, that's for sure. Yeah. You know, because I am a healthy girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
I'm recovering. I'm.
Oh yeah. See, I haven't learned my lesson yet. I'm still obsessed with Mr.
He's
Big.
Still young. No,
I love him. He's so hot. I don't care. I'm gonna come back every single time. No. Hurt me again. Yeah. I love him.
I get it. We've all been there.
He's so hot.
I heard a couple of girls on a podcast in New York talking about going to a bar that I think is owned by Mr. Big.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And Aiden was also there that night.
Oh my God.
They were like, it's literally the dream New York moment.
Yeah, my friend Brendo, he was in New York, and the first person like he saw, like celebrity saw, was Mr. Big on the street smoking a cigarette. And he was like, Big. He was like, hey,
oh,
like,
my
what
God.
A New York person to see. That's the best person you're going to see in New York.
Yeah,
of all
100%.
So good.
Chills.
They all look so good as well. Aiden in the new series, he's like 65 or 64.
It's
he
crazy.
Looks so good.
He looks so good.
And he's married to a really famous model.
Oh, really?
They used to call the 10. Like back in the day, they'd call her the 10 together. Yeah,
oh
good
God.
For him.
Yeah, really good for him. Have you ever watched Raise Your Voice with Hillary?
Yes, I love Raise Your Voice. What's up? She goes, and it's someone every time Hillary does have to sing in a movie, they're gonna get someone to sing for her.
It's crazy,
and it sounds nothing like
it sounds nothing like her. And she's a great singer,
and she's a good singer.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Maybe she gets really nervous or something.
I just think maybe they just. I don't know, but this is that one moment when she's singing "What Dreams Are Made Of."
Yeah,
dreams. Like it goes from her voice to like a 40-year-old black woman singing. I'm like, what?
I'm so glad
are they doing with her?
That you're picking up on
this. I've watched all those movies.
Oh God,
yeah, Raise Your Voice is so good. I tried to find it recently. I couldn't find it on any service.
I think I watched it on DVD somewhere. Yeah, okay.
But.
It's so good. And Aiden's in that, of course.
Yes, he is. He's the teacher. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw that, you know, as a kid and I was like, hot for teacher.
Yeah.
Like,
He's had a good career for sure.
Oh, he's such a hottie.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, for the listeners, this is the first time we've hung out.
Oh, yeah, true. I saw you at Cooper's Inn a few nights ago. Yes.
What a delight. What a pleasure. Yeah. So I know, like, very little about you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Obviously, I know about who your dad is.
Yeah, classic.
Pete Rosenthal. Yeah. Huge, crazy. And you guys seem very close.
We're very close. He's staying here with me at the moment because he's doing Chicago, the musical.
Oh, that's so cool. So we're just staying
at my grandma's apartment down the road.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. That's so awesome.
It's so nice.
Is he like, would you consider him a best friend?
I don't really, because he's always on tour. I never catch him. You know, he's kind of a, I mean, now that we live in Perth, he does have to be away a lot for work.
Yes.
But yeah, like I speak to him like a friend. Like yeah. There's not a whole lot of like boundaries for sure. Like it's very, I mean, he's been doing my laundry for like 21 years. So
good on him.
He's seen it all.
God damn. You know? Okay. Hey, look, I ask only because my dad's like one of my best friends.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm pretty good. I'm really close to my dad, yeah, for sure.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
I love that. I also would love to know, you know, obviously people are aware of who your dad is in comedy. I want to know how that's kind of been for you.
Oh, I guess it's yeah, I mean, I don't know any different, really.
Yeah, true.
So I can't really, because growing up, I was pretty young when Kath and Kim was on TV. So I can't really, I think my elder sister, she experienced a lot of the really fun benefits of it because she was old enough to go to red carpets and stuff and go to all like fun events and things like that and meet, like, she went to the Hairspray premiere, like the movie, and like saw Zac Efron and stuff. And I was
God.
She got to do all that fun stuff.
Wow.
And I was just a little baby. So I got to go to Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, which was good.
See some slime?
Yeah, I did. And then that was all the fun benefits of it then.
Yeah.
And then now it's like starting comedy with a dad who's in comedy was pretty good. Like,
I can imagine it would be nice.
It was just, it gave me such a better perspective on everything. Yeah. Because I think when you start, you can, it feels like, these open micers know so much more than me. And then you get more into it and you're like, oh, those guys didn't know anything. Especially because I was 16 when I started. Yeah. Like, it was good to have someone who was like, these guys don't, this world is so small.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just do the,
they're just trying to
mics.
Explain things
and,
to you.
Yeah, just don't listen to anyone. Yeah. Just like, you're funny, it's fine.
Oh, that's
you know?
So good.
Yeah.
So, like, the greatest thing was just actually having him to learn from.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
And also,
nice.
Like, he had to come with me to gigs as I was underage. So, like, there was no, like, creepy guys around.
That's great.
Until I turned 18 and I went there alone.
yes. But I think it helps when you're a couple years in. Like, I
feel
like
it does.
When you're brand new, that's
for
when
sure.
they really swarm.
Yeah, when they're like, maybe your mentor.
Exactly. Like, do you want to come for a writing session? I was like, really? Like, I didn't know that you've been doing this for 18 years. And you want me to write with you?
Yeah, literally. Oh, my God.
Wow. I must be really good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You really like me. We should hang out for sure.
Oh, fucking nightmare. Not that I know.
Then they're like, her dad's like, why would she listen to me if she's got like a full-on dad who's a successful comedian?
Yeah.
You know, so that was good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. I know that, like, you know, I listen to you on the Mug Off and the boys you know, giving you, like, just
oh, my God,
like,
I was pretty drunk.
Were you?
Yeah. There was, like, a happy hour in my hotel.
Yeah.
And so I was just, like, went downstairs and I got, like, a few Chardonnays and, like, those, salt and vinegar chips. And I went straight to the podcast and I was like.
Awesome. I mean, that's suitable. Duggan would be there
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. I got so many followers from it.
Oh, really?
Like, it's so crazy. Amazing Race did not get any followers. Like Triple J sometimes, but like that pod, like definitely got like 200.
Oh,
it was
wow,
so good.
That's awesome! Yeah, they've got a fantastic fan base.
Yeah,
oh my God, they when they shut up shop, you know, they've stopped the podcast now. I saw on their Facebook like group for the show, one of the fans was like, if you guys are looking for something else, here's the podcast family, and listed like all a bunch of Australian podcasts as family members. This one was on it.
Oh,
okay.
Yay.
Okay. We were the little sister.
Yay.
I was so excited. So cute though. It's just like such an incredible community.
Yeah. The podcast community.
Theirs specifically, you know, they've got gorgeous fans. So I'm glad to hear that. Mm.
Well, gentle bros.
Yeah.
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 Gentle bros
very much
like
so.
Guys.
Very much. And a few not so gentle, I'm sure.
Yeah. They always slide through somehow.
Yeah. But, you know, on there, they're like, you know, talking about being like, oh, you're a Nepo baby of comedy. Blah,
blah. Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Do you get a lot of that ever? Or
yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Like, that's going to like happen anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I suppose
I'll admit, like, I wouldn't have been on on Amazing Race if my dad wasn't famous.
Yeah, like, yeah, true.
Like, I'll just, but you take what you get. And I was like a big, doing Amazing Race was like a big decision for me. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this or not.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know if I want my first TV thing to be with my dad.
Yeah, right.
And then I messaged Becky Lucas. I was like, what do you think about this? And she was like, no one watches it. Like, it's totally fine. Like, it's, and then just like use the money from it and travel. And that's what I've done. Like, I've just, the money I got from it, I just like have been going to Sydney and, and so here as well. I can like pay for flights and hotels to go do comedy and meet people. And
That sounds like a smart investment.
So it's been so helpful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I was only in for like 4 episodes and it was like, and I literally in every night, I'm like, did anyone watch me in The Amazing Race? And it's like silence.
Oh my God. Maybe like so one or funny. Two.
And I'm like, oh, okay, my God. That's totally fine. Yeah. Like, I'm actually kind of grateful.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny to just kind of assume you're like, you guys know me.
Yeah. You guys know who I am.
I've definitely found that doing the solo show, because you expect it, you know, it's a solo show.
Yeah, you think people know everyone's you there to when see they come me. To you.
But there's a chunk of them who don't, you know, I've just flyered them or they were just around, they've just seen it. And I'm like, you guys know me, I'm a star. And they're like, we don't. We don't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. How is the actual production side of The Amazing Race? Because I imagine you're quite busy and kind of doing your own thing.
It's definitely like, I guess I had kind of like you're running. It is like a full race.
Yeah.
Like you have to, and everyone's like, there was some stuff online recently that was like, it's fake because they have to redo a shot or something that's not real. It's like, no, guys, that's literally everything you see. Like you have to take multiple shots of like, it was only the rip and reads. Like when we get a clue, you have to take it like from maybe two different angles. Mm-hmm. And then when you're racing, like you're racing. You don't get any other shots. Like it's like very. I don't think you forget that the camera guys are there because you can't, because you have to like slow down for them to keep up with you and stuff. But like, it's still stressful. And it's not like, it was pretty crazy. And I can't believe we got past the first episode.
It's so impressive.
One day we came third and we could not, but like third last. And we couldn't believe it. We were like,
that you weren't last.
Because we were second last every day. But then one day we were third last and we're like, oh my God.
Jesus.
And I think that's because one team kept leaving their bag everywhere, like leaving their bags behind, and the crew didn't, they can't tell
oh, they can't help.
Yeah.
And so they
did it two times and it was so funny.
Oh,
it
sucks.
They were like crying. It was hilarious.
Oh my God. Was it actually like quite competitive though? Like, do people get, you know, really
some people
it?
Do, I guess. Yeah. Like, I think people who were at the very front of the race did, but we were hanging back.
That's
like,
awesome.
Just trying to like make good TV.
Yeah.
Were like, there were so many funny bits that we did that they cut.
Oh, that
like,
sucks.
Yeah, because they can't, because we were always coming last. So they were like, let's just cut these guys out of this, you know.
Yeah, sucks so much. You're like, can I just get maybe a copy of it?
I know. I asked. I was like, can I please like get all this extra footage so I can do something with it? I should ask the guy. I'm actually one of my sound guys is coming to the Comedy Zone soon.
Oh, and sweet.
So I'll ask him where that footage is.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would like to talk about Comedy Zone a little as well.
Yeah.
For the listeners, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival every year, there is a show called Comedy Zone where they get the best up and coming.
Yeah, a few newcomers.
Yeah, newcomers.
And
you do a show every single night for the month?
Except Wednesdays.
Okay, except Wednesday. Yeah. Thank God. I thought you had no nights off.
Yeah, we need one night off.
Okay, every show except Wednesdays. It's a lineup show.
Yeah, there's like 5 people
mm-hmm.
And we're just doing 10 minutes each. And so it's like pretty easy.
But it's like the same order, the same
set.
Yeah,
same order. You can't change your set at all.
Same MC.
But I'm honestly fine with that. I think some people are like,
awesome.
People are like, oh my God, no, I don't like this bit. I have to change. I'm like, Who ever gets tired of jokes working?
Oh my God.
Like, this is what I've been saying.
You're crazy, but it makes sense.
No, but like, who ever gets tired of jokes that work? Yeah. I don't understand people who are like, this bit is 6 months old. I am so tired. Yeah, I'm like, the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's understandable.
I'm just in for the laughs, people. First, I've been doing this for 5 years. I did the same 5 minutes for the first 3 years. Yes. Didn't change a thing. Has it slowed my progression 100%? But I enjoyed every minute and I had less bombs. You know?
Yeah, you get a better reputation.
And every night
ways.
I was like, how did I get this five? I can't even remember the way I thought of this five minutes. But so I can't think of it again, so I'm just going to keep doing it over and
fucking
over again.
Fucking hell.
You know?
Oh, my God.
And in Perth, they don't give women more than 5 minutes in a set. Like, they don't. It's, you know? They're very strict on it. So.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, okay. Let's do
they're
this
very
every time.
Strict on yeah. it. Jesus. Well, you know, Wolfie's got to go do 40. So
Yeah. He gets to do 40 time. Of whatever the fuck he does.
Whatever he's screaming about. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I did a podcast with him yesterday.
And oh, did you?
It was hard to get a word in.
Oh,
for
God.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because he starts talking about stocks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, look.
Zone out for a minute.
I love him.
Yeah.
It's hard to chat. I like one-on-one. It's best because it's like you can kind of reel him in, but... Oh, in a group?
He texts the same way he speaks in a spam way. and it's just like, it'll be a five different messages. And I'll just leave them opened. I'm like, dude, I don't have the time.
It's
to
too much.
To this.
It's what? Too much. Yeah.
You're
so many questions
yeah,
as
yeah.
well. You're like, I haven't.
What do you think about this man? Oh, come on. Like, he's just having a conversation with himself.
100%.
In the DMs.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, zone.
Yeah, zone. Yeah.
Has it been. Hanging out with the same people every night. So
oh,
far.
Fine. Yeah.
yeah. No dramas.
Yeah, no dramas.
No gossip.
Oh, there's gossip, but like, it's not like, you know, I don't really care.
Yeah. That's good.
I think it's everyone's like, sweet. No one's I don't think there's going to be any fights or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Guess I won't come by.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. I'm coming.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. I don't know. I know it could be, tense.
It can be competitive, I'd
yes.
say.
Yes.
I think in the first, like, it's hard not to compare yourself to other people, obviously,
especially
totally. On this lineup show when it's like we're doing the show together, we don't really know each other before going into it, and then we're all supposed to be the best newcomers, and usually out of zone there's only like two or three that get like a big traction afterwards,
yes.
so it's a bit
yes.
like, who's it gonna be?
Yes. Oh, that's scary. It's like,
well, that's my head being weird because I'm constantly insecure about all that. I'm just like, spiral. I'm surprised how confident everyone is there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's so. I find that, because I started in Perth or whatever, and I've been doing it for a lot longer than they have.
Mm.
They're all, I think, like 3 years in.
Yes.
And I'm
yes,
like
most
five,
of them are. Yeah.
Five,
yeah. Yeah.
Six.
Yeah.
Like,
makes a big difference. But you were doing the same five.
I was doing the same five for the first three. Yes. So technically, I only started maybe 2 years ago.
No, you can have one of those 3 years counts as a year.
Yeah. True. And COVID doesn't count.
No,
though.
COVID doesn't
count.
Oh, I hate that because you're in Perth. I was in Brisbane.
Oh,
I love to remind people, I'm like, I've been going for 6 years, but actually, we didn't have COVID. Okay, so it does count. So
it's
6 years.
Yeah, we didn't have COVID either.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
it was Perth is okay. We're locked down. They're all pretty like, they're all good. Everyone's real confident and good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just not as good as you.
Just more confident than me. I'm like, guys, what was that?
That's
fuck,
crazy.
My shit's awful. You know? Which I think is good. Like, I think it's good to be insecure and to the point where it's almost crippling.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like walking a fine line, I think.
Yeah, you reckon?
Because I think it's, yeah. I honestly do. I really think it's good to be, to creatively hate yourself a lot.
Yeah.
I think it keeps you progress, like getting better.
Yeah, of course. Because you're constantly comparing yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Never
so
think
I'm
that you've made it.
Don't try and tell me otherwise. I'm going to stay on that path.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Smart.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
21.
21. So not that long out of school.
No. I graduated 2020.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How's it been being out of school, like in terms of friendship?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
During comedy.
During comedy, during everything. But it's, you know, 4 years out of school. How are your friendships going from school?
Oh, not good.
Gone?
No, pretty much gone.
Dead?
Yeah. Pretty much dead in the water. I see them every once in a while. Sometimes there's like one person. There's my one friend, Lockie, who I see a bit. And he was in the year above me. And we just go see a movie every once in a while.
Oh, that's nice.
Because he's just like so funny but doesn't even know that he's being weird. Like,
oh,
and just
love
like
it.
Just a bit of a cunt. And I'm like, that's great. You know?
That's awesome.
And he keeps me a bit grounded as far as being young
goes.
But yeah, otherwise, all my friends are like a lot older than me for sure.
I was gonna say, yeah. It probably is nice to have a couple of people around you your age.
Yeah, it is.
To remember that you're not.
Oh, yeah, no, I do work with some girls that I work with in Nova. I do.
Okay.
So I have a bit of a mix, but because I'm on the weekends usually working in comedy, I hang around older people a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Which I don't mind.
No, it's...
I've never minded it. I've almost preferred it. For a while when I first started doing comedy, I was like, I prefer this. I'm not talking to anyone my age ever again. And then I kind of blocked a few people out.
Oh, thinking, God.
Like, this is my new thing. And then I was like, oh, never mind.
45-year-old dudes are actually the best.
Yeah, I was like, wait, they finally get me. Wait, found these guys people. Actually get me a lot.
That's so funny.
It's like, you know, sometimes I need to talk to a 21-year-old about Pretty Little Lies or something.
Totally. And like just 21-year-old things. You can talk to me. I'm pretty.
You cross all ages. You're very broad.
People like to say I'm like, sure, she's a millennial, but kind of a Gen Z.
Like you watch, right? How old are you?
29.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So still very young.
Yeah, you're the same age as my older sister who I don't speak to anymore.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, okay, well, yeah. I will step up.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you. Place. Always looking for someone to replace her, so that's good. Every time I meet a woman slightly older, you're my new big sister. They're like, okay. Tell me I'm fat. Tell me I'm fat.
Oh, my God.
Tell me I'm fat.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Oh, God.
And it's made me who I am. It's made me do comedy. Yep. So thanks to all the haters who fuel my fire out there.
Oh, fucking hell. Other than that, how was childhood?
Oh, no, good. Like, my parents are great.
Yeah.
Just my siblings were awful.
That's crazy.
So isn't that weird? Yeah. Like, I'm the middle child.
Yeah, okay.
My younger sister, Billy's great.
Yeah.
She's 4 years younger than me. I have an older brother, Ned, who is, he's like 5 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And he was pretty mean as a child and like pretty brutal and probably the root of my problems. And then Maggie, my older sister, who we don't talk about really, she, we can because it's she's not going to listen to it. Unless she is online, I'm like, fuck you, you can give it a listen, Mag. She's 29, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, didn't really play with me a lot and was just very like disconnected and was just a real like, was like a compulsive liar and would like say a bit, this is so funny, she'd be like, oh yeah, I'm talking to Miley Cyrus's brother on online and he's my boyfriend.
Oh.
And or like, oh yeah, that guy David Henry from Wizards of Waverly Place DM'd me the other day.
Oh.
Like it's like she would kind of cater these lies to me as a child. She'd use Disney people.
Oh my God.
Be like, oh, I'm talking to this Disney Channel guy and I'd be like, wow, that's so cool. I'll be telling people a story like currently and half like that she told me halfway through realize it was a lie.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God, my sister knew that guy and I'd be like, oh, she was lying.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Man, I am fascinated by compulsive liars.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's so interesting, but you don't want to be too close.
No, it's it was definitely a problem. Not as much for me because it was like, but more for my parents.
Yes.
It was definitely a problem for them.
I can imagine.
For me, it was just like, oh, that's fun. Like, you know that guy. And then later be like, well, you crazy bitch. Like, what are you lying about that for, you know? She said also that guy from, this is a real niche one, there was this guy who dated Hayley Dunphy from Modern Family. Mm-hmm. He was also in a Disney movie called Geek Charming. And he was also in High School Musical 3.
Oh, okay.
He played like the little nerdy, scrawny guy. It's kind of hard to remember
him.
Was like, oh, we're talking and he wants me to come to Jamaica with him.
Oh,
yeah, like,
my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's just pretty wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but my parents were great. It was just like I just kind of got like bad from both ends. Like the older sister was mean, and then my my older brother was mean as well.
Ugh.
But then I think that just like made me the favorite in a weird way.
Yeah. Because
they felt
like,
bad.
We've got to protect
me.
Yeah. I did get a bit of that. With my parents and my siblings hated it. With like, you know, the parents being like, "Don't pick on Chloe."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, don't. I'm a baby.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so helpless.
Even my little sister was like tagging on with them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a baby. She's like, I'm younger than you. But yeah. Like,
Ned, stop calling Frankie Jabba the Hutt. She's 8 years old.
Fucking hell. Yeah, the age difference is too big, I think, yeah. to make it like, as more playful, you
yes,
know?
Yes, totally.
Yeah, there's too much power. They have too much power.
To me, they were the smartest people in the exactly. world. Because they could think of the craziest insults and I couldn't think of anything.
Oh my God.
I was like you're and this. And I was like, oh, Ned, you're really skinny.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh my God.
They're like, I don't get a bug.
Oh, Jesus.
And now
Christ.
He's gained heaps of weight as he's gotten older. So
okay,
I was like,
suck it.
Yeah, suck it. Yeah. How's it feel now?
Fucking hell.
And he apologizes a lot, which is nice.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
That's
he's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. But now he's like a weird liberal. But like, yeah, he's okay. real funny though. He's like, okay. yeah, he's like his own kind of weird thing.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say weird. He's nice. He's really nice.
That's good. How about your younger sister?
Oh, she's good. She's still in high school.
Wow,
she's
okay.
like 17.
Yeah.
So she's, we'll see how she turns out. I just love that she's like such a teenager.
Yeah.
In every form, in every way. Like, and I probably wasn't, I didn't act very teenage.
Yeah, okay.
I always tried to act a little bit, not sassy older, but like more mature. Yeah. And like, my comedy and,
yeah.
And I kind of, I'm really yeah. good friends
I have a career.
With my parents. Yeah. She's just like pretty enthralled in school and is like a bit sassy and stuff mm-hmm. and definitely cool. Like, she's definitely
awesome.
Cool in her year.
Oh, God.
And like, she'll show me things online with girls copying her. She's like, I just post, like, she sang, she's a really good singer, like, she wants to do music.
Yeah.
She sang I Can't Help Falling in Love with You at a recital.
Awesome.
And then a girl, like, posted a singing video of her singing that song the
oh
next
my God.
Day. And I'm like, these bitches are obsessed with you.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's so funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I wish this happened to me as a kid because, like, she's, like, living out my popular dream. And she's, like, I don't think she's popular, but, like, cool popular.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's
so I'm
so
actually
great.
Very happy for her.
Congratulations to
yeah,
her.
Yeah,
please pass
thank
it
you.
Along.
She
yeah.
finally, she's actually turned out the best. Like, she had to watch like 3 failures in front of her to figure yeah. out, be like, no, you mm-hmm. guys are doing it wrong. Let me show you how it's done.
I'm going to nail it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to nail it. Yeah. I'm actually just going to like be sporty and creative.
Oh,
and
sporty.
Really cool. Well, she's
my
not
God.
Sporty. She plays netball.
Yeah.
But she's like fit.
That's sporty.
Yeah.
We sporty?
No.
Me
no.
neither.
I did netball like yeah. for a little bit, but like was not
yeah.
sporty whatsoever.
I feel like the sports would be really helpful for the coolness, popularity,
totally.
Friends and all
yeah,
of that, you know?
Just being good at netball, like she's yeah. a good goal shooter. Like, yeah. But oh. yeah. And then she's just always walking around the house wearing her tracksuit pants like so low rise.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you bitch. Like, I would never be able to. At 17, I was not walking around with my tracksuit pants that low so confidently. And like
That's
a little
awesome.
Crop top, like so much
yeah,
stomach
yeah, yeah.
out, just like.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you see it all over the streets, you know?
Yeah, it's
kids.
Back.
They're
it's
kids.
Back.
Oh, my God. Good on them.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, good on them for doing that.
Yeah. They seem comfy.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Yeah, just don't bend over. Just don't go to pick anything up. Just bend with the knees.
Yeah.
Like, smart. I'm going to stick with my high-rise jeans.
Yeah.
High-waisted jeans.
Oh,
now.
God, me too. My body is
I can't
not for low
go
rise.
Any lower.
I, yeah. No.
Maybe mid rise if I'm feeling a bit risky.
Bit saucy.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you want to play some sleepover games?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? That's what we do at the end of the podcast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
It's my little way of making the guests be my best friend.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not too thirsty. It's good.
No, no, yeah, it's okay. Cool, no. Cool. Go for it.
Okay. So we've got Would You Rather to start.
Okay, okay.
You know the game.
Yeah.
You're familiar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Got my little slumber party book.
Oh, wow. Yes. I love that.
Thank you.
That's so nice.
Thank you. All right. This one's huge.
Okay.
Would you rather stay in Perth forever?
Oh.
Or have to do every show with Wolfie?
Oh, have to do every show with Wolfie.
Great. Great choice.
Easy.
Great choice.
It depends where I am on the lineup. But
yeah.
Like, I think maybe like I'd have to be like not right after him.
Yep.
But like, oh no, he'd go after me. Okay, but he'd go after
this
me.
This means solos as well though.
Oh, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all good.
Have Wolfie open with a tight five.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Also, I thought that
he can just be in the audience too.
No.
Oh, he has to be on stage.
No.
He can sit in a chair right beside me the entire show.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Quietly?
No, he could pitch in, but okay. I'd say he'd have to be a little bit more reserved.
Like a little Kill Tony kind of style. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, great call. Also, I do think those two things are pretty similar.
Or he could come on during the show as my stockbroker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, make some money.
Yeah, yeah.
Big money moves. See,
yeah, that'd be kind of funny. He's wearing like a suit.
Yeah.
No, he's just wearing like a really sweaty shirt and a tie.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Now, again, I don't know that much about you. So
okay.
I did have a look at your Instagram.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I noticed something about you.
Okay.
So I think that this is going to be a tough one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Would you rather have to wear a hat every day or never get to wear a hat ever again?
Do I wear a hat a lot?
The only reason I say this is because I've seen you in a few hats on there, and
I wear
them well.
I wear a cap.
I saw a cap. I saw a cowboy hat.
Oh my god! I do.
And you wear them well. You're a hat girl.
Thank you.
They look great on you.
Thank you. I do like. I love a cowgirl hat. I love a cap as well. I would say a bucket hat for me is pretty out of fashion.
Yeah.
What was the question again? Sorry, I was just so like enthralled.
Would you rather wear a hat every day, have to, or never get to wear a hat ever again? That's sun safety issues, you know?
I think I'd rather never wear a hat ever again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't want to... I like showing... I usually just wear them when my hair's dirty.
Yeah, same.
That's pretty much all. The cowgirl hat's different, but... Because that's like more dress up and fun.
Yeah, that'd be crazy to have a cowgirl hat like just on your hat rack when you leave and if your hair's a bit greasy.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a little bit too much, I'd say.
Insane.
But I love... But caps I do love. I think they look good, but I could go without them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I also just love hair. Like I just want to show off hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got great hair.
Thank you. You have really good hair.
Oh my god, thank you. It's so gross.
Mine's
right
well,
now.
No, mine. I've ran out of dry shampoo, so it was actually quite greasy today.
It looks good.
So I have to go buy some on the way home.
No, I get that.
I think if they find out that Batiste dry shampoo has like a really bad chemical in it, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like I use it so much. Like I have the oiliest scalp ever. Like I washed my hair yesterday, woke up, I was like, fuck,
no.
It's oily.
I mean, it's not. It looks really good.
I know.
Good.
I tried to hide
really
it pretty well.
You've got bangs.
I do.
Like, that
doesn't
help.
I style them every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll just wash the bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then leave the other
smart
up. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's
no,
actually
that's
real
smart.
Smart.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I do try to avoid the dry shampoo, but only because it makes my head itchy.
Yeah. Are you a dry scalp person?
I suppose so.
Yeah. Because when I did Raccutane, that like I almost went off that drug because of how bad it made my
really?
Scalp itch.
Wow.
Like it would wake me up in the night and I'd have to like sit on my hands and be don't scratch it. Like, it
was awful.
It was so uncomfortable. Or I'd have to like wash my hair with some crazy thing in the night like for it to stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awful having an itchy scalp.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was never to that point, but I just find that like...
Yeah, you're not sitting in your hands
at night. I'm not. But it could be. It could get there.
Yeah.
I told my mum that I wasn't using much dry shampoo, but I wanted something. And she was like, just pour a bag of flour into your hair and then shake it out the next day. And I was like, that seems like more effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems
a
maybe harder.
A bag of flour? Just a little flour.
Just a little flour.
Yeah. Because I've used baby powder before.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Works?
Yeah, it looks a little grey.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, it makes it look like you have grey roots.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
If you don't, like, I was went to IKEA with Dad one day. He's like, why is your hair grey today?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's the baby powder. He's like, what the fuck?
Things we do.
I don't want to know about what you mean by that, you know?
Yeah.
It's like women. Why is your hair grey? The baby powder. Women.
All right. Next game.
Okay.
It's Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh, okay. Good.
Bit of fun.
Yep.
And, you know, I thought I'd just kind of lean into your familial, your heritage, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Nothing incest. Okay, it's okay. Good, calm down. It's okay. But it is in your dad's world. Fuck, Marry, Kill, Kath, Kim, and Sharon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Also, for the listeners, any internationals who don't know what that is referring to, it's Kath and Kim. Like, yeah. You know it.
Kath,
come on.
Kim, Sharon. I'm going to... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, what? I guess I'll fuck Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I'll marry Kath and kill Sharon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would agree.
I think so too. Yeah.
Because you don't want to be married to Kim.
No.
But
no.
I'd actually probably be happily married to Kath.
Yeah, okay.
Like, right. That would be actually a really fun life, I'd say, to be married
I think
to
so.
Yeah.
Cute.
Do you have your, we don't have to say them, do you have your top three holders, Aussie comedians?
Oh, I mean, my boyfriend.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
You don't have to say, but do you think, can you think of your three?
I mean, I think they're all girls.
Oh, okay.
Are we talking just boys? Because that's way harder. Because all the girls are hot. Like, all the girls are hot. The boys, there are about only three of them.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think yours are conventionally hot or not?
Some, maybe one of them.
I think there's one of mine who's conventionally hot and the rest aren't.
Yeah. Oh, God, I want to know yours.
I'll tell you mine after.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
I got mine.
I'm curious. Oh, my God. I can't. I mean, my problem is I think everyone's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's true.
I do.
Yeah, I think everyone's hot in their own way.
Yeah. And I, like, boyfriend included, I guess, because he is a comedian. I have, sadly, exclusively dated comics since starting.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I've dipped my toe in that pool.
Yeah.
And I'd hate to say.
I've only really... Well, when I first started, it was only like Perth comedy, so it doesn't actually count.
Yeah,
because I don't think it's real comedy at all. Like, I actually don't. And they think that they're on the map somehow. And I'm
that's
like, you're
so
not.
Funny.
You actually don't care. You don't matter. I would say that this to their face now. You don't matter. Like, you think you're doing something here and no one knows who you are.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
Or where you are. Where's Perth?
Like, yeah. I was so almost going to say one of them on this other podcast yesterday and I didn't. But I'm like, I said I may be like 2 years away from saying it. I just have to give it a little bit more time.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ugh. It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing, but it's funny. But it's also not my fault. I was 18.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
not my fault.
I think I was
barely legal.
Yeah. No, that's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's not your fault.
Still kind of is because I'm like, what was I doing? What was my judgment?
I know. I feel that. It's okay. Once I like locked in on, you know, like my boyfriend and I live together. We're going to get married in a couple of years. Like the guy, you know, as soon as I did that, I was like, all right, now let's move to a different city because
I don't want to be.
We don't need that.
I've done the rounds.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm excited to know yours.
I don't know. It's really hard, honestly, to narrow it down to three. I think they're all so hot. But simultaneously disgusting. It's just that a lot of like...
Yeah. If you kind of find disgusting kind of hot, like it definitely works for you in comedy.
Yeah. Okay. we've got another Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Okay.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Triple J.
Whoa, okay.
Nova?
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Triple M.
That's so funny. I work for Nova as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I work for... Okay, so... Oh.
Radio stations. Again,
okay, I'm
listeners.
Going to... Okay, I will... I don't know if I want to marry Triple J.
Yep. You're a few years away from aging out of it, so that's fair.
True. I don't know if I'd think, God, But then I feel like Nova would be a good fuck. Because there's a lot of hot people there.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And I think it's probably more horny than Triple J is. Definitely. Yeah. It's funny how you, how like the older like station, the more pop station would be a lot more hornier than the young person station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say that Triple J is almost more professional.
Yeah, right. Wow. <You know? laughs> That like, doesn't surprise me though.
Yeah. But then also I'm in Perth Nova. I mean, they're I love them. I think they're amazing.
Yeah.
I love both stations. Okay. I'm actually going to marry Triple J. I'm going to fuck Nova. Okay. And I'll kill Triple M.
Okay. That's good such a call. Funny question,
though. That's actually really great.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Now the next game is called Bend or Snap.
Okay.
And it's basically, if your friend does this, would you bend or snap with your friendship? Like, would it be flexible?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. So bend or snap if your friend doesn't know who your dad is.
I will bend, of obviously.
Course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
Of course. I mean, if anything, I think that would probably be
imagine
nice,
if I
right?
Snapped. Like,
oh, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Excuse me?
You don't know? Have you not seen? A lot of my friends, I would say, are super into pop culture and are super in around movies and old TV and stuff like that. So I don't think if it'd have to be a pretty like unusual friendship if someone didn't know that kind of, but not even just Kath and Kim, just like if you don't know Kath and Kim, you probably wouldn't know, I don't know, a bunch of other iconic shows.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I'd be like, what do we have to talk about?
Yeah.
You know? That's
that. So
I'm like,
that's
yeah,
very
so
good
snap.
Point.
No, I'll bend.
Okay. Bend or snap if they know your dad, but they don't like your dad.
If they don't like him, that's probably a snap because he's
likable. Yeah, totally. That's fair.
Probably a snap.
If someone didn't like my dad, like, very not famous man, I'd still be like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
why?
Like, why do you not?
He's
like
awesome.
Him? Yeah,
great.
I'm like, he's a little touchy, but he's from. the '80s, you know.
Fuck.
He was born in 1963.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like, and he's just friendly touching you. It's not sexual.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. He's just really cuddly.
All right, bend or snap if your friend likes your dad too much, in a sexual manner. Or actually, even in a platonic manner, but in like a very fangirl kind of way.
That's a bend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the sexual.
Snap. That's
good.
Snap. That's got to be snap.
That's crazy.
Yeah. If he was single, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But actually, no. Still snaps all around. Okay. Snaps all around for that one.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call. All right. We've got one more game.
Okay.
It's truth or dare.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Truth or dare?
How would you dare me to do something?
People always ask me that. Just trust me, okay? Trust the system.
I'll go truth.
God damn it.
I know.
I was excited for dare.
Okay, I'll do it. Can I hear what the dare is after I've done
of course,
the truth?
Of course. Okay, so truth. How many times has Wolfie said to you that he hates comics?
Well, the thing is he'll say this to you, but then he'll still be talking to like
comics.
Everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll still talk. I'm like, why are you hanging out with that guy?
Yeah.
You know, he's probably said it, maybe, I've probably heard him say it 5 to 10 times.
Okay, that's pretty low. I thought it would be in the hundreds, honestly.
He must say that to you a lot.
I feel like
he doesn't say that to me whole lot.
I guess we see each other mostly at gigs out of town and festivals and stuff. So it's like, you know, he's sick of it. He's already off it. He's like, everyone's fake. Everyone's
a
loser.
Yeah. Maybe he's a bit more of a king in Perth, so I don't really, unless than he is over East. So maybe he gets frustrated that people aren't as like enthralled with him.
Respecting him.
Goes
totally. Oh my God, totally.
That. I think when he gets, maybe he might get a bit shocked. not shocked. He obviously expects it. But like in Perth, everyone's like, Wolfie, oh my God, he's sick. And he is hilarious.
Oh, he's awesome.
But then when I go over to Sydney, everyone's like, this guy's a bit crazy and a bit much, you know?
Oh my God, absolutely.
And he's like, I hate these guys.
That's so funny.
That's definitely that.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
The dare was, and you're going to be glad you didn't do it, it was message the Zone group chat.
Yeah.
Saying, you guys did great last night, but I'm still going to get MVP.
I'd happily do that.
Really? Yeah, yeah. God damn it.
What is it? What do you mean MVP?
A most valuable player.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like the best.
I thought that was like, is that not an award?
No, but no, 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 no. But
I was like, if there's a zone award.
Is there a zone award? I don't think so. No. That's good. You don't need any more pressure,
no,
honestly.
No, I don't like it.
No.
I don't mean, like the awards.
Awards are stupid. Awards, competition, all of that.
I hate competition. Oh. I only did Raw once. And yeah. I got to the state finals and I choked really bad.
Oh, really?
It made me so nervous. Yeah. Like, and I just don't like comparing myself to people.
Me neither.
It's just like,
me neither. It's not good for
you. I don't want to do that.
It's not good for comedy. Yeah. It's not good for anything. Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on.
No, thanks so much for having me.
Oh my God, of course. I'm sorry I've been sniffly. It's disgusting.
Oh, no, that's okay. Don't worry. Oh, no. Just don't have any more Maltesers.
Fuck.
It's so weird.
Fuck.
More sneezes, more like.
Okay, she's on.
More sneezes.
Do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you?
Oh, yeah. On Instagram, I guess, at Frankie, just type in Frankie Rosso. And I also have like multiple accounts that I don't know how to access because when you get Instagram at like 12 or whatever, how old I got it, I just like didn't remember any passwords.
Oh my God.
So I would just like make an account and like not. So there's like multiple accounts down there that say Frankie Rosso. They're all me, but I don't know how to get back into them.
That's so funny.
It's so funny that they're out there and they like kind of cement whatever I posted back then, which would have been like Buffy the Vampire Slayer fandom accounts or like Kate McKinnon fan accounts or something.
All right, I'll be having a look.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
You can't get in. They're a private.
Oh, that's good.
Sucks.
That's no, but yeah. But yeah. Yeah.
But it's funny.
Good and bad.
Yeah, good and bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Oh, and also Comedy Zone is at Trades Hall.
Yeah, this will be out while it's still on.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. Sweet. So come see that. And also I'll be in Sydney for 2 weeks after this anyway. Just doing gigs. So yeah, cool.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Go see ya. Thank you guys for listening. I love you.
Bye. Mucho gusto. Ay, que fabulosa. I believe in dreaming, shooting for the stars. Baby, to be number one, you've got to raise the bar. Kicking and scratching, grinding out my best. Anything it takes to climb the ladder of success. Work our tails off every day. Gotta bump the competition, blow them all away. Muscle. Do the hustle. Yeah, we're gonna pop, 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 pop to the top. Wipe away your inhibitions. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Do the rock and strut your step. Pop, 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 straight to the top. Going for the glory. We'll keep stepping up and we just won't stop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.